The secret is ruthless aggression.
That is the bond of friendship that can never be broken.
I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
I got some ibuprofen, aspirin. I got Flintstone gummies if you want.
Tell me you got that.
Welcome to episode number 2 of We've Seen a Movie. I'm Mike McGuire.
I'm Joe Aguinaldo.
And this is our evergreen review of the film career of one John Felix Anthony Cena, now pro wrestler and movie star, and the focus of our film analysis? I don't know. We're watching all his movies is the point, and we're bringing them all to you. Now, if you missed episode 1, you can find it in the McGuire on Wrestling feed at McGuireShow.com. And that was on, at the time, what was John Cena's latest release, Ricky Stenicki. So this week, Joe, we've decided to go all the way back to the beginning of the John Cena filmography, and we are going to watch his first leading role in The Marine.
Excuse me. Everybody down.
What if we just took off? Get up in the morning, go somewhere. Come on!
Okay, yes.
All units be on the lookout for a black Cadillac. Suspect's extremely dangerous.
Cadillac man, huh?
Stop! Highway Patrol, this is John Triton. You have officers down, multiple assailants. They have a hostage. It's my wife.
The guy who called in, John Triton, his next Marine.
Would somebody please shoot this guy?
What does it look like we're doing?
Missing.
This October, meet a one-man strike force that never surrenders.
I tried to kill this guy twice today. He just won't die.
John Cena.
A Marine showed up, that's what.
Oh boy. How excited are you for this?
Yay.
And whatever you just heard, I edited down a bit of the long pause that was there. I'm pretty sure that Joe just froze for a minute. This is a crazy movie. This is a part of WWE looking to launch their WWE Studios, which also featured great movies like See No Evil, starring Kane, and See No Evil 2, starring Kane.
I hope we don't do a We've Kane a movie or something.
We will never.
I'm drawing the line
ever
at those movies.
Never will we do any sort of Kane movie review. Sorry. If anybody else wants to take that one, you can have right at her. But we actually enjoyed Ricky Stenicki, I believe, is the general consensus here.
Yeah. In fact, based on the conversations that you and I have had this week, how I felt the first 15 minutes in for Ricky Stenicki is kind of how you felt for this movie.
Yeah.
All joking aside, I was kind of sort of looking forward to this, but more because I was expecting not much.
Well, and that's maybe the theme for this show. I mean, it's the theme for our podcast for sure, but lowering expectations may not be the worst idea. All right, let's get to it first with our 5 movie facts of doom. This movie came out in the year 2006. It's directed by John Bonito. The studio that released it was, as we said, WWE Studios. It had a budget of $15 million, made $22.2 million at the box office, so I guess technically that makes it a hit. And of course, it stars Robert Patrick, Kelly Carlson, and John Cena! All right, we start off The Marine, and we get 1 minute into this, and we are in a cartoonish amount of violence to begin with. John Cena plays a guy named John Triton. So we can already see him stretching his acting chops. He's a one-man super soldier, and he gets discharged after saving a unit of hostages. That's right. He got discharged after saving a unit of hostages, which we're not going to do a ton of spoilers here, but I feel that that phrase alone gives an idea of the legitimacy of this script and probably how it really happens in the real armed forces. He basically, because he was a one-man wrecking crew and he saved his unit, he got in trouble for not following orders. Which, of course, that's what you do to reward someone who saves a bunch of people's lives, is fire them.
Details, whatever.
It's safe to say that kind of sets the tone for what kind of world we're in here.
And that was relatively tame compared to the rest of the movie.
I also have to point out that John Cena is abnormally larger than every other human in this movie. There isn't a single person that comes close. There's the one guy we'll talk about in a bit, but yeah. Other than that, like, it's funny watching him in the gym with all these other Marines that are working out, and they look like regular people. And then you got John Cena in there looking like John Cena 2006, and he looks like he ate 10 people. So his wife is played by Kelly Carlson. She is engaging, I will say. Interesting, entertaining.
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty. I find very fun to watch from a personality standpoint because she's not dumb.
No,
you know what I mean?
Like, no,
oftentimes in a lead hero movie, you'll get the female side that's like, you know, like Indiana Jones sort of thing. You know what I mean?
The damsel in distress, but you know what I mean? Like, kind of, I liked her character a lot, actually.
Anyway, she does end up getting abducted at one point here. But before that, we see Robert Patrick in a suit and he's looking all dastardly and villainous. But at the same time, you're trying to figure out why, because at first he just looks really cool. And then you realize that they're doing this big heist. Also, solid shout out to the use of white zombies more human than human for a walkaway scene. Which, again, if you needed to know you were in 2006, this actually puts you back a few years. But nevertheless, it was still an interesting take here. I could see that being a move, too, because this was produced by Vince McMahon. And that would be like a total him sort of call. Let's get one of these hit bands, you know, let's get one of these bands that, okay, well, this song's like 11 years old at this point, but sure. Yeah. Let's use this hit new song.
It's close enough.
Yeah. Since he's been discharged, John Triton Cena gets a new job as a front desk security guard, which looks like dressing John Cena up like a security guard. Like,
let's correct that. It's dressing up 2006 John Cena in as a security guard.
So same haircut, same everything, and the most forced lines. The most forced lines you're ever going to hear. I like that the guy he's working with, who's supposed to play like the lovable oaf, is laughing hysterically while reading Men's Health magazine. You know, that hilarious publication, Men's Health magazine. Boy, I can't tell you how many times, Joe, when I need a laugh, I go to Men's Health magazine.
Best jokes ever.
So security, John Cena and Men's Health guy, get called to bust up an ex-boyfriend harassing a coworker up on one of the floors, who tells John Cena, "Don't mess with me, pork chop." Which, again, another cutting insult. The dialogue in this movie, Joe, what a cutting, visceral insult, like right to the core.
I was very insulted by that.
As you can imagine, this leads to a giant scrap later on, and John Triton Cena gets canned from his first day on the job. What are we going to do? I have here in my notes that Cena goes home to his apparently very cold house to see his wife. I'll let you put that together. I'll let you put two and two together there. Robert Patrick's goons have stolen a bunch of diamonds at this point. We've seen this happen. There's, again, a ridiculous amount of violence here. Way, way over the top. Special effects. Action movie does not accurately describe the level of cartoony violence they had in this thing. They then need to get a different vehicle, where a very weird line involving Morgan, who is the other character who I would say is close to John Cena's size.
Yes.
He uses the line, "How a black man can't drive a minivan." Now, this is the same guy who, by the way, uses an RPG to blow up a car earlier in the film. We then cut to John Triton Cena and his wife headed on vacation. And the song Sunshine by Lil Flip is playing over the speakers of the vehicle. I don't know why I Shazammed that, but I figured it might be useful information if you're looking for any good content to come out of this film. Eventually, they have to get gas. So Cena ends up brushing shoulders with Robert Patrick and his bad guy crew at the gas station. What I also found interesting about this is as Robert Patrick and the bad guys are in the convenience store of the gas station, they do a little bit of grocery shopping, some road snacks, you know, and one of the characters is purchasing that classic mix of Doritos and orange juice. Because, you know, when you're snacking on Doritos, the first thing you turn to is a nice glass of orange juice.
Ugh,
especially on a road trip.
Like, no,
that's got to be one or the other, right? Like you're either trying to go healthy with the orange juice or you're just saying to hell with it with the Doritos. There is no in between.
Yeah, unless you're trying to purposely give yourself diarrhea or something. That is disgusting.
Meanwhile, out by the vehicles, a rando highway patrol shows up who starts to ask too many questions. And Morgan, our minivan-hating RPG-using henchman, decides to blow this guy's brains out. Now it's a fight scene inside the convenience store as John Triton Cena is trying to get to his wife, who is now being abducted for no apparent reason other than they want to take John Triton Cena's vehicle. And they're like, you know what? We should take a hostage, too. So they do. This, of course, alerts John Triton Cena, who gets into a fight with a bunch of henchmen, but gets his butt summarily handed to him. And we see them now trying to steal John Triton Cena and his wife's vehicle because, frankly, it's roomier, it's nicer, and it'll help lose their tail.
And it's not a minivan.
It's not a minivan either. They had a Lincoln, by the way, or a Cadillac. Was it a Cadillac or a Lincoln? I don't remember. I didn't see Matthew McConaughey, so maybe it was a Cadillac.
I think it was a Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see them driving like this when they were going to the convenience store in Lincoln. John Triton Cena's wife is in the truck. Of course, trigger-happy Morgan can't leave without setting the entire gas station on fire, which gives us our second John Cena slow motion running out of an explosion scene in the same movie.
If this was a wrestling card, that would be a no-no.
Exactly, right? You don't do the same thing that the last match did. But we're not done yet because a police officer that got shot in the head has a partner who then tries to get out of the scene. This seems like a very spoiler-heavy review. Trust me, we're not even giving you half of it right now. But we then see the cop's partner, the guy that got shot, in the vehicle, and he also ends up getting wounded. So Cena pulls him out of the car, goes on the radio and says, "Officer down at this here gas station," and steals the cop car to chase after his own vehicle with his wife and Robert Patrick in it. He then hops on the radio, simply says, "My name is John Triton. My wife has been abducted, something, something, something." And it's like, okay. And he's now in hot pursuit of his own vehicle. It gets more and more crazy as things go on. And now I want to stop giving details because the list I have is so ridiculous that I don't even think that I can make it through it without us falling completely off the rails here. Other than his car gets shot up 6,000 times, but not one of those bullets hits either John or the tires.
That car chase was a little... And look, I know it's a movie, but that was a little hard to believe.
And if there's ever a PSA for don't rip through construction sites, it's this movie as well.
I will say that this car chase did come up with my personal favorite line in the movie. So,
well, let's get to that here. But as Cena is driving, his vehicle is getting more and more torn up. This thing ends up looking like a Flintstones convertible by the time this car chase scene is done alone. And go ahead, give the line.
One of the bad guys, and this is the one spoiler I will give, says, "This guy's like the Terminator," which I thought was great.
Especially because Robert Patrick's in this movie. Exactly. Eventually, the police catch up to John Triton Cena as the bad guys have gotten away. And the cops basically give him the old Mary Jane Watson and say, "Go get him, Tiger."
Oh, God.
Other highlights from this film include some of the fastest moving alligators in history.
Were they alligators or crocodiles?
They were alligators.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, right, that was fine. The whole line too. It's like, oh, exactly. Those crocodiles. No, it's not crocodiles, they're alligators. But they're really fast moving. I've never seen an alligator move that fast in my life. In this film, a South Carolina swamp becomes the jungle. I have a note here that says 50 minutes in and now, this is now a bad comedy. Oh, we can't forget the random appearance of the swamp people in this film.
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
Because, again, during this movie, for no reason, Cena ends up getting captured by some swamp people and a flying shoulder tackle doesn't take down the big man. The John Cena flying shoulder tackle does nothing.
Well, I mean, that's the setup move for the slam and the shuffle thing, right? So
like, this is what I'm saying, though. Shoulder tackle should be knocking him down. Then he comes off the side, hits another. Did he not bounce off one of the walls, too, like he would have the ropes?
I don't remember that.
For some reason in my head, I'm imagining that happening.
I will admit, during the fight scenes, I was looking at it like a wrestling match, like a John Cena wrestling match, to see if he would do anything. And when he did the shoulder thing, I was like, yay.
Well, and then to finish the fight, he does finish it with a choke slam on a dude through a bunch of boxes and pallets, which is very 2006 WWE.
yes, it is.
I'm like, didn't that happen to him in that match with the Big Show when they were doing the last man standing match or something? Short of being tossed into a spotlight, I don't know what else could have happened. We cut now to the bad guys and the wife who have found a shack in the swamp. Apparently the swamp is very cold as well.
Even though they're all sweating.
Yes, but it's very, very cold in the swamp for at least one individual.
Oh, dear.
We then get a fight between Cena's wife and a character named Angela, who is the love interest of Robert Patrick, who is playing some weird Betty and Veronica game with Cena's wife and this Angela.
That was definitely a strange, awkward relationship, for lack of a better description.
I'm fastly losing interest in this movie now because it's becoming the same thing over and over again. Somehow something ensues and the swamp shack explodes. And I swear, this movie has almost as much pyro as a Cody Rhodes entrance at this point.
Hey-oh, whoa.
We get to the bad guys stealing a truck. And because they're in a swamp, John Cena sees a boat. And because they're in a swamp, John Triton Cena sees a boat. And I don't know if you'll get this reference or not, Joe, but there was a Simpsons episode back in the day where they were watching a show called Night Boat, and it was like Knight Rider, except it was a boat. And so the joke was the bad guys would always get away by car or something, and Night Boat would be like, hey, don't worry, there's a river over here. And then there's like all these other lines of like, Bart's like, oh, there's always a river or a stream or a this or a that. And I'm like, why is there a stream next to this road? And why is John Cena pursuing them in a boat? Night boat.
I will admit, I think it was around this time where, as much as I wanted to watch this movie, I was like, kind of to your point, I was starting to lose interest. I'm like, all right, let's get on with this, please. Like,
well, these are my last notes that I have written down on my pad here. But I think it's a pretty accurate line. And that is that Robert Patrick can't be trusted to drive semi-trucks in movies.
No.
If Terminator 2 wasn't enough of an indicator, then his behavior with this semi-truck pretty much seals the deal. No semi-trucks, no class 1 license for Robert Patrick. We could continue and give you the rest of the movie here, but I think we've ruined your life enough just by telling you this much. Joe, I have to ask you, first, for a highlight from watching The Marine from you. Where do you sit on The Marine as far as something that made you feel good about taking this journey into John Cena's filmography?
Oh, wow. So I did enjoy the Terminator line just because I appreciate that level of humor.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm going to say I didn't mind, let's say, the first 30-ish minutes of the movie, because okay, I'm an action guy. But as much as I appreciate action movies, take every single action movie trope that you can think of, multiply it by about 15, and you might start hitting the Marine. Like, that's how crazy it got for me. And I was like, I think about an hour in, it's like, okay, I got to fast forward through this part because I just can't handle some of this acting. So I'm going to say the first 20, 30 minutes was good. And then after that, it went downhill pretty quick.
Now, I can't knock John Cena in this movie. Let's face it. He's becoming a big star in wrestling. They want to put him in movies. Here's some cash, John. Here's an opportunity to get some exposure. Here's what started his film career. So the benefits far outweigh the losses for him in participating in this movie as an individual. The benefits are far outweighed to the viewer for watching this movie, though.
Okay, so last week when we did Ricky Stenicki, I said that the saving grace of the movie was John Cena. Mm-hmm. So if nothing else, you can see the improvement that he's made from the Marine, because he was arguably, and look, I know it launched his career, but he was arguably the worst thing in this movie.
I don't know if I want to go that far, but it was definitely somebody's first day on the job when he came to this thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think the effort he had with what he was given and the skill set he probably had at that point was about as good as he could probably do.
And you're right. But it was still pretty bad.
I've never been in a movie. I've never been cast to be a leading role for anything. So I can't even say with firm confidence that I could do any better. I don't think any of us really could in that situation.
I'm comparing that to what we saw in Ricky Stenicki. That's all I'm saying.
So, well, and that's the fun thing about this. So for those of you listening, we are going to jump back and forth. We're not going to do all the early Cena movies, because otherwise they would all be there.
I don't know if we can get through this.
It's interesting to see the character changes, the range changes. I mean, even his physical appearance changes. Everything about him is so different from 2006 to where it was now. So, Joe, it's time to rate the Marine. We have a 4-point rating system on this thing. Would you see it in first run in the theater? Would you see it second run at the discount theater? Third, save it for Cheapy Tuesday? Or fourth, save it for streaming? So, Joe, I have to ask you, when it comes to John Cena in the Marine, where would you rate this film?
I'm going to have to go with save it for streaming.
Okay.
I was trying real hard to be positive about this because you made that challenge when we were going to do this movie. Yeah. And I wouldn't see it first run. I can't do discounts. Save it for streaming, please.
Well, I would probably go the same. Save it for streaming, or I'd even add a fifth bonus rating system today, which is leave it in the DVD bin. You know, when you walk by the DVD bin at a department store and it's like, hey, these movies are like $3 each. It can stay.
No, I'm going to stick with save it for streaming. Again, if you're looking for something ridiculously over the top that you don't have to think about, and if you happen to be like really into John Cena and maybe somewhat overly patriotic, yeah, why not?
Oh my gosh. We didn't even get to the ridiculous patriotism. The opening graphic of this film alone.
The one thing I'll comment on is, like, you'd mentioned this was a WWE film. And yes, this was a WWE film. It wasn't even close. Like, again, the nothing wrong with being patriotic, but the overly patriotic thing, the over-the-top action thing, the really corny writing, you can tell it was done by them.
And this was, to quote a good friend of ours from back in the day, a fine condition of the WWE psychology that more is more. You know what? I will give it a save it for streaming as well, with the caveat that you may want to leave it in a discount bin if you see it there. By the way, if you're watching in Canada, this streams on Disney Plus right now. That's the only place you can watch it. So, I mean, then I'm even like, save it for the cheaper streaming. Wait till it's on Prime or Netflix or something, because honestly, it ain't worth Disney Plus. But there you go. Joe, any closing thoughts before we wrap up another edition of We've Seen a Movie?
This was an interesting review to do.
And we use the catchphrase here on McGuire on Wrestling of celebrate wrestling, which we do. And we try and like liking things as much as we can. But that does not include celebrating movies with wrestlers in them. Well, there you have it, friends. Thank you for checking out this podcast. If you'd like to support this or any of the other shows that appear on the network, head to MaguireShow.com. The We've Seen a Movie t-shirt is coming to the store soon. And by the way, this will be, if you're listening the week that we have this, this will be the only shirt that will be up at a discounted rate because we're finally hitting the refresh on the rest of them. So new shirts always come out a little cheaper when they first come out. After that, you're paying regular price. But Joe, I want to thank you as always for joining me here. Next time, it'll be hopefully a much better movie for both of us. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait to watch The Marine 2, 3, 4, and 5.
No.
And for those that don't remember, The Marine 2 starred Ted DiBiase Jr., and then there were three movies with The Miz. All of those direct to DVD, baby, so we never have to do this.
Oh, wait, we've mizzed a movie.
I will miz all these movies. I will miz out on watching all of these.
Big time.
Till next time, thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.